How are you today, Ian?
Good, thanks, Clay. How are you?
Good, man. Triple A Murray Country. Before we go any further, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land of which we're broadcasting from and pay our respect to elders past and present and acknowledge the continuing sovereignty of all First Nations people right across this land here and across overseas to other First Nation mobs as well. A huge day today.
We do.
Special guests in the studio, amazing talent, and they've been living in Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some mad yarns today, but welcome to the show. Dozzy, how are you guys?
Hello. G'day, mates.
G'day, mates. Yes. Are you enjoying saying that more often over here?
Well, I'm going to use mad yarns.
Good. No, it's awesome to have you guys on for a bit of a co-host today. And just tell us about your journey and or your trip back to Oz so far. How has it been?
It's been great. We've spent a lot of time with our family. We've got to reconnect with some fans, you know, from our early days when we lived here.
Yeah, the OG
fans.
We've eaten
a lot of food.
Oh, my gosh. Basically,
everything's based around food.
Yeah. One day I had a kebab for lunch and then a kebab for dinner as well.
Awesome. Well, it must be just great to be back in the country, seeing the family and all that sort of stuff. Mm. And back for Christmas as well.
Yes.
But it won't be a working one, that one.
No. Wait, that's a sleeping in one.
Yeah. No alarms any day.
So you left in, what, 2016?
Yes.
Go to Nashville to, what, you just packed up and left and said,
basically,
let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always, I think there's videos of us when we're kids and saying that we want to move to America. And so it's just always been, you know, part of our dream. And then we're like, let's stop talking about it and let's make it happen. And we did, and we love it there.
Yeah. That's great.
We miss Australia, though.
And you're based there now, so that's where you, where you live. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, there must be thousands of people that do it, but, I mean, what's, you know, how did it turn out so successfully for you? I mean, is there
when we got there, we had to basically start a new life.
Yeah.
Because you don't have, you need to get a social security number, to get a credit card, to get a car, and like all those things that you just don't realize you need because we've been living in Australia for our whole lives.
Sure. Yeah.
Plus, we had, before we even got there, we, you know, had to bring our closets down to just two suitcases.
Oh, that was the
that
thing
probably
ever.
That was harder than saying goodbye to our family.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Mum and Dad. Baggage.
But funnily enough, 6 months after we moved there, there was a fire and we lost it all anyway.
Yeah. So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I look back on Instagram photos of all the outfits I did have, and I cry alone in my room.
Yeah, but by then, luckily, we had met a lot of people and formed, like, some great friendship groups and support, and a lot of people came out of the woodwork giving us bags of clothes.
Yeah.
And we eventually, you know, it really led us on a path to finding a new place to live, meeting these people that were so kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a blessing in disguise in the end.
It was.
Yeah, so we still missed the clothes, but yeah.
Yeah.
In what season did you arrive in Nashville?
Oh, winter.
February. Winter.
That was the weirdest part. I remember one day, I think we were driving to the DMV, which is not fun, a fun place to be, but because there's no leaves on the trees and it just looks so foreign, and that was like, there was one time that I was like, oh, what do we do and then
it does
now
get,
we're used to it.
It's like ultimate doomy, isn't it?
Yes. It did snow the first day we got there though.
Yeah,
remember the first night we were like, oh, there's a photo of us, I remember, and we just looked so happy.
Yeah.
I would say that the summers, and we arrived in August in Nashville, and the summers and the humidity is very similar to Queensland.
Thank goodness, because I love summer so much that I need to be, like, annoyed at it for it to get colder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it does make you annoyed at it by the end, so very thankful.
But now we're coming back in December just to, you know, feel all that heat again and have that fluffy hair that I can't get straight properly.
Frizz, Frizz hair.
Frizz. Yeah. Yes. I didn't realise. Yeah. My hair gets frizzy in Australia.
Mine is the same. Mine is the same. You can't get rid of it. I've got to use a hair straightener. Yeah.
You've got some good hair there.
Yeah.
I mean, nearly as impressive as Clay's beard.
Not as good as
the idea is do nothing to it.
You got
it.
That's
the
secret. Frizz.
Leave it alone.
Is it beard oil?
No oils.
Does it smell okay?
It smells fine.
Okay, good. Do you shampoo it or cleanse? I feel
it's
like you shampoo.
It's shampoo, yeah.
Do you shampoo every day?
No way. You got to let it get back to a normal, you know. Yeah. I think the fact of having a beard is you don't do anything to it. I think that's why I grew it out. I didn't want to have to shave every day.
Yeah,
because that just gets too much. That's too much work.
No, yeah, I agree.
I walk out of the house looking like Forrest Gump after his big run.
Yes.
And then I just, come back at the end of the day and it's fine.
No change.
nothing happens. We're going to crack into some music. Thought I'd Be by Dozzy. We're so excited to have you guys here in the studio.
Yay!
It's awesome. AAA Murray Country.
I thought I'd be swapping.